Magna Planning Commission meeting Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. It looks like the time is 5:01 PM. Thank you.
The Planning Commission is a voluntary citizens board. The commission's function is to hear and decide applications for conditional uses and preliminary subdivision plats and to make recommendations to the Metro Township Council for zoning changes or changes to ordinances or general plans. This portion of today's meeting is dedicated to public hearing items. These items are ones for which public comment is taken so that the Planning Commission can be made fully aware of the issues of concern with regards to a request. Decisions may be made on any item listed in the agenda, all one of them. A decision or recommendation will be rendered by the Planning Commission for these items, which may include approval, approval with conditions, denial, or continuation of the item to a future meeting. Commission decisions are based on information from field observations, recommendations from planning staff and other agencies regarding compliance with the general plan and relevant ordinances. Community Council recommendations is representation of community concerns, and the information presented at the public meeting, including presentation of the applicant and testimony from the public. At this time, we have item REZ 2022-000616.
Thank you. Can everyone hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I lost you for a minute.
Nope, we're here, Brian.
So what we have is we have a parcel here at 8516 West Magna Main. This was a parcel that had been originally constructed as a single-family residence. At some point, it was converted into a barber shop, and because it had been rezoned to C2, it lost its non-conforming status as a single-family home. Mr. Shank, the applicant, has come along and wants to turn this back into a single-family home. We've been working with him for about 6 months now to try and figure out how to make this happen. Typically, ideally, this would have been a non-conforming use, but we came to realize pretty early on in the process that, property had been converted into a barber shop. We didn't initially suggest a rezone because because this is on Main Street and everything around it is C2, but as we went through this process, we came to realize that really the only viable solution to make this a single-family home was for the applicant to request that it go back to a residential use. So the specific residential use that we suggested to the applicant was that he asked that it become R2.65, because that is the zone that is the properties to the north of the property. So the applicant is requesting this R2.65 zone. It does allow single family homes as a permitted use, and it would allow the applicant to convert this home back into a single family home. The planning staff, this is not something we would normally make a recommendation for, but this is really the only way to get the applicant what he's seeking, and so we've chosen not to make a recommendation at all. Are there any questions?
Are there any questions for staff?
I don't have any.
Hearing none, thank you. Applicant?
I don't have any questions. I appreciate everyone working together.
Could I have you give your name, address, and phone number, please? Not phone number, name and address. Thank you.
Derek Shank, 8516 West Magna Main.
Thank you. Any questions
I appreciate
for
staff working with us? No, I don't have any questions.
Any questions for the applicant, commissioners? Thank you, applicant. Motion to open public comment.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Aye.
Todd, aye.
Motion carries. Members of the public?
Move to close public comment.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to close public comment. All in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Mark, aye.
Don, aye.
Sarah, aye.
Motion carries. Discussion. Hearing none.
Move to recommend approval of the zoning to R26.5.
With staff recommendation, well, I guess there's very few staff recommendations.
Yeah. With staff recommendations, if there are any.
Now, we didn't make a recommendation on this one. The only, there really aren't any conditions to the, really the only conditions that you might want to think about have to do with use, but it sounds like the applicant is going to move to take this back to single family. I don't think that there's any need for any conditions as to use, so I would just recommend, just that you recommend approval or denial.
I do have just a quick question about home-based business. Is there, there's nothing out of the norm for any of that?
So my understanding is that the applicant is looking to take it primarily back into a home.
No, and I understand that, but I mean, what additional, I mean, normally home-based businesses, depending on what it is, are allowed.
They would. A home-based business would be allowed. You can only use up to 25% of the square footage of the home for a home-based business. This is quite a small home. But if the intent is for primarily to be a residential structure, I don't suspect that. It's kind of up to the applicant. What, you know, if he wants a commercial use, then I should, you know, we don't want to read on it. But this, his intent is to use it residentially with no more than a quarter of the square footage as a home-based business, then this rezon will help him do that.
That was the only clarification I wanted. Thank you. At the present time, I have a motion. A motion to approve.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Mark, aye.
Sarah, aye.
Bob, aye.
Motion carries. Is there any other business to come before the commission at this time?
None.
Hearing none, motion to close.
So moved.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Have a good night.
Dismissed.
Bye. Bye.